It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, Wednesday folk, good morning. We're at zero right now. Still hate looking out the window when there's absolutely no temperature. It's scary to me. Got a little sun going. Welcome to the middle of the week. Want to welcome my next guest to the show and to the air here, Richland Wilkin Foundation. That's what we are talking today with Scott Nicholson. Scott in this morning in studio with us. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well,
appreciate it.
Congratulations, too, for the new role you've got in the foundation.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a week and a half.
Okay.
So still don't even really know if I'm a foot or horseback. So
still opening all those doors,
yeah,
aren't you?
Still unpacking things, still trying to get organized. Drinking from the fire hoses is what it's been like.
I love that. Give us a little background, Scott. Where are you from, and how did you kind of make your way into the foundation here?
Sure. Well, I've been in the Breckenridge Wahpeton area since '05. Out of college, I was in the banking industry, and the bank that I was with at the time moved me down here, and had a great 20-year plus run in the banking industry, and was approached by the foundation, at a point last year when my predecessor Jana Berndt had announced that her plan was to fully retire, and so certainly congratulations to Jana on taking that step and getting to enjoy this next chapter in her life. But when that position opened up, started talking to the foundation. I've been a member of the advisory committee for a handful of years, and really like the work that the foundation does. It's a great opportunity to see philanthropy firsthand.
Right.
We do a lot of work in terms of, raising dollars is certainly a big component of what we do. But I think the more important work that we do is redistributing those donated dollars to the nonprofits. And what's really nice is the advisory committee, is made up of a group of local people.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get those grant applications, we can review those and decide, where is the greatest need? Where should these, donated dollars go? So we really become true stewards of our donors' dollars,
right?
And get to have a little bit of influence in terms of, where can we make the most impact and where can we have the most benefit to our community. So
we were talking before we actually went on air too. I'm just amazed because you're educating me here on how in depth this all gets when you're talking the foundation and beyond. And you're not just involved with the foundation, you're involved in the beyond portion of that too.
Yeah. So technically my employer is the North Dakota Community Foundation, which was established in 1976. It's based out of Bismarck. And the Richland Wilkin Community Foundation is one of 70, they call them component funds, that the North Dakota Community Foundation operates. And so Richland Wilkin Community Foundation will be my biggest focus, certainly my number one priority out of the gate. But there are other component funds in the southeast corner of the state that I'll be working on as well. And we do more than, than just work with the component funds. We also work with individual donors. There might be donor advised funds where maybe they've set aside some money for a specific purpose.
Right.
But the North Dakota Community Foundation has the infrastructure in place, for lack of a better term, to keep everything legal.
Right.
We handle all the paperwork. We take all the headache off of that donor and then use those dollars for the purpose that they intended. So there's the North Dakota Community Foundation manages over 900 different funds.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah. There's a huge volume of work. Really great. One of the things that attracted me to the position is just the ability to see philanthropy firsthand and to grow philanthropy. I've got a lot of experience with that. I mean, from my days in Bismarck as a Boy Scout,
Right.
Just and people who know me, you know, I have trouble saying no. I sit on a number of different boards and have over time, and so I've kind of always been involved in a lot of different things, and mm-hmm. I think that's what attracted the foundation to me as a potential employee. And so, you know, now I get to do that for a living.
I get to
travel around the region and talk to donors and also talk to potential grantees about how they might use those funds.
So 2024, the year ahead, yeah. Are you excited about it? You got good things coming up for the foundation?
Oh yeah, very excited. A little bit anxious, you know, can't help that. But very excited. We're going to continue the great work that Jana Burnt has kind of laid out for us. She, you know, just cannot say enough about the work that she did and the advisory committee that we have here. Great group of people. You know, we'll continue to look at like our social philanthropy projects, like our Power of 100
sure.
events.
Absolutely.
Still going to look at hosting those. We got a golf tournament that we're excited about. And then we've got we got our grant cycles, of course, spring and fall. But then I'm hearing some things. We've got some opportunity to disseminate some additional donor dollars from a resource. We got to get the kind of the details worked out on that. But some larger grants potentially that could be, put back into our communities. And so I'm really excited about the work that we'll be able to do.
Scott, looking forward to having you in here once a month to talk with us, keep us updated about the foundation. Again, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to coming back, and we'll talk about some of the events in a little more detail. Maybe we'll highlight some of the grantees where the mm-hmm. where the funds go, and talk about what they're doing with those dollars. And so, yeah, I'm excited to come back as often as you'll have me. Yeah,
absolutely.
And we're looking forward to it.
Always an open door. Scott, thanks so much for stopping in. Folks, if you're missing any of these interviews, this interview and everything else that you hear, we'll have this up in podcast form on our website early this afternoon. Talking with Scott Nicholson, Richland Wilkin Foundation. It's 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Taco Bell just dropped the new Cravings Value Menu. Now you can get 10 items for $3 or less, which means you can get the food you want for the price you want. It's almost like you can have your cake and eat it too. But in this case, it's a double stack taco from the new Cravings Value Menu. So basically, you can have your double stack taco and eat it too, which is a lot crunchier than cake. The new Cravings Value Menu is here. Get it at Taco Bell today. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for price and participation which vary. Tax extra.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together,